Can you tell us something about the Rama mission?
The Rama mission is working with a group of extraterrestrial friends that are part of the Galactic Federation. They are in the mission of contact with higher forces to bring information to the planet. There are similar missions in other countries around the planet that work with specific galactic families.
Why is there a process of consciousness developing? Why aren't we fully conscious when we are born?
This planet is a planet of experience in third dimensional world, and as such, it requires you to be somehow handicapped by forgetting who you were in the past, your past experiences in previous lifetimes, and who you are as a galactic being. This is part of the divine plan, so that you develop yourself by knowing how creation works in the third dimensional plane. That's why you go through multiple lives on this planet. But once you acquire light, then you start awakening your consciousness, and in that process help awake the consciousness of your fellow beings. This is a process of learning that you need to do so that it will equip you when you become co-creators with God in the founding, the establishment, and evolution of other universes.
How can I convince people that this is all true?
You should not try to convince people that this is true, truth. You just speak truth. Let them convince themselves. Truth is self-sufficient and light unto itself. You cannot force truth on others. They must see it on themselves.
How safe are all the light workers on Earth?
All the light workers that sincerely are working towards the light are being protected by the Federation. We know who they are and we protect them. Although some of them might not be still fully aware of their missions, we know what their missions are and we are constantly protecting them. But they are key individuals that work harder, that are already self-aware of their missions, such as Luis Prada, Candice Fries, Mike Quincy, Jess Anthony, Lauren Gorgos, and Spirit Eagle, who are very special in the sense that they are working hard and highly exposed, that have a special protection, one of the highest, because they can be easily targeted. You light workers should not worry about that. You should concentrate your energies in doing the right thing, that the protection is already given unto you.
What are the necessary preparations one must do in order to not be affected by the coming chaotic shifts before we become fully conscious?
Nobody can be completely unaffected by the coming changes. It will affect everybody. You just have to be ready for them by knowing in anticipation what is coming. That is why the information has been given unto you through various channels and is in the internet. You just go and read it and get ready, mentally prepared for what is coming, because you will be affected as anybody else. But because of your spiritual development, you will have a calm soul which will be like a beacon of light and will spread compassion, be a supporting soul for people around you who are still in the darkness of what is happening.
We have been seeing UFOs. Is this a sort of preparation before first contact?
Yes. We have been doing sightings in many places. We have been over flying cities, coming and going, so that you start getting ready, but this is nothing compared to what you will be shown when first contact happens officially.
What changes will we see in the government that will be beneficiary to the world?
The government will be transformed, not destroyed, just transformed from what it is now, illegal and unconstitutional, to a constitutionally established government that will be by the people and for the people. They will establish common law.
Is it possible that humans won't become fully conscious?
Eventually, people that stay on this planet will become fully conscious. Some first, then others follow later. Eventually, everybody on this planet will be fully conscious. People that leave the planet and will reincarnate in another planet, will continue their journey towards conscious, fully consciousness in the future, of course.
Thank you.
You are welcome. My dear brothers and sisters of the light, thank you for coming to this session. It has been a pleasure for me to be among you, bringing this message to you and to all the readers of Brother Veritas' website. This is Ashtar of the Ashtar Command. Adieu.